Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's good. It's hump day.
Yep.
So funny this morning. You know, I'm getting ready to leave the house. It's like 4:32 or whatever time it is. And I'm in the kitchen getting my sandwich that my husband made, little John made for me. I put it into my thing. I look up and I can see out the back to the she shack. And the lights are on and Debbie's out there, you know. She is unstoppable.
At 3 in the morning.
4:32 in the morning. I don't know what time she got out there. I'm standing there. I text her. I'm like, I can see you.
What'd she say?
She didn't write me back. Or if she did, I haven't looked
busy.
At it. Yeah, well, you know, she's in the middle of stuff.
Is she working on a project? Special one or just whatever?
No, she sews now. So she knows what she's doing.
Right, but.
She just, you know, she's one of those people that gets up early. She says she wakes up and sometimes she'll, you know, go downstairs and watch like 5 episodes of Dr. Phil. Mm. I know. She's like, and she falls asleep early. You know, she's one of those people. Yeah. You sit down with her for a movie then? There's no chance she's making it to the end of the movie.
Well, I'm that guy, so I appreciate that, but I don't understand the, I guess whatever.
Yeah.
Makes her happy, right?
I know. Well, I just thought, well, isn't that nice? A couple orders we have to ship out, so fantastic.
She doesn't have to drive to get there, so why not, right?
She walks over in the dark. I'm sure she uses her phone to light the way.
When they move out of your place, she won't have that kind of access.
No, she won't. I don't know what their plan is. I don't know what the long term...
Oh. It's never been discussed?
Well, you know, they said they were going to come out here. They thought 6 to 9 months. That immediately went to, you know, at least a year. Now it's...
How long has it been?
Yeah, how long has it been?
August, I moved in. Yeah.
Oh, so they're as old as my kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
I think
okay.
They moved in right around that time.
All right. Well, then you're definitely over the 7-month mark.
We sure are. Yeah.
So you said it was 6 months and then it got moved to a year?
Yeah, now it's, and now it's I don't know, sometime in the, you know.
Was that something you brought up?
No.
Has it been discussed?
It's going to be, we'll talk. I mean, I just, you know, I'd love to know what their plans are going to be.
But the current thing is, oh, we're never going to make the deadline we'd previously set.
Yeah, no, you know, they have California licenses now. They, you know, they've moved here. That's good.
Well, they got it good.
Yeah. It's, you know.
I wouldn't leave either.
Yeah, it's nice.
I would wait for you to throw me out.
Anyway,
I'd be like, it's all good.
It was just funny to look out there and see her out there this morning. It was a good time.
Well, I can tell you the story that happened to me yesterday.
Yes,
for those
dying
of you
to know.
Who were wondering what was the mysterious weirdness at the end of the show yesterday. So at 7:30, I got a call yesterday, and I was on the air and didn't get it.
Right. Didn't look until 8.
8 o'clock. Right. The phone wasn't even in the room.
No. You went in to eat your yogurt?
Or one of the dumb things. Right. So I called home. Returned the call, and the missus answered and was in an ambulance on the way to the hospital. Apparently, we hadn't slept the night before, so this wasn't last night. It was the night before last. The baby was up.
Babies do that sometimes.
Well, and the night before that, the baby slept 12 hours. It was like...
Probably why she was up all night the next night.
Right.
Who sleeps 12 hours?
Babies. If you're lucky.
Sometimes that happens, and then other times she doesn't sleep at all. Mm. So there we were, not sleeping.
Fun.
So I'm assuming that's what was going on, because apparently the missus, after picking up the baby and starting down the stairs, slipped and fell with the baby in her arms.
Mm. From where, like the top?
From the very top. Oh, so now we have one of those broken.
So there's a landing.
There's a landing, and that's where she ended up. So she went from the top to the like fourth stair, landed on her back, and that was the injury, the back
and
injury.
And obviously she's protecting the baby. Doing nothing to break her own fall, just holding the baby and making sure nothing happens.
Again, I was here with you, and I don't know what went down. My first concern was you're in an ambulance. What's wrong? Are you okay?
Right.
Which is the typical question. Are you okay when someone's fallen and bleeding? You're like, are you okay? No.
I'm not okay. But...
And I'm not even sure. I don't even know how to answer that question.
So she wasn't bleeding, but she had fallen. She landed on her back. It was hurt. I think that, you know, she laid on the stairs apparently for a while before calling for help.
Did she have Isla get her phone? How did she?
Isla was the first person. No, her phone was in her hand.
Oh.
So after I found out everyone was okay, I had a few
questions. Sure. How did this happen? What is the situation?
I didn't go there though, because, you know, what good can come of me saying, were you texting with a baby in your hand on the stairs? You know, there's no, like,
was
I just
she?
Went, I didn't ask that, and I'm not going to ask that.
Yeah.
What good can come of that?
Of course not.
Well, right. She's just like everybody else, though. Like, it's all day with the damn thing. Mm. So, I don't know. But I didn't ask it, and I'm not going to ask it, and I just, everyone's okay. The baby was, after I knew she goes, my back is hurt, I'm going in for x-rays.
So, she didn't move from that spot. She didn't feel safe moving. It was that painful.
Right.
And the EMTs came into the house and got her from there, put her on a board.
From the landing, yes. Put her on a board and hauled her out of there. But my thing was, how frightening. How is the baby okay? Are you sure the baby's okay? Are you sure she shouldn't be going to the hospital too?
So,
she's a baby. She couldn't put her feet down. They don't even know to put their hands out when they're
fighting. Oh, God, no.
They have no instinct like that. So
the neighbors came over.
The neighbors helped.
Before the EMTs got there, and wow.
Now,
how great,
back
how
to the
nice
whole
neighbors.
Texting thing. She has a million friends. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of that is she's working with the neighbors and the teachers and her runner friends. And she's got a big network, and I'm good for her. Normally, I would say that's all good.
Right.
When you're trying to talk to someone who's busy with their network, you're like, great, I'm going to be out of here. But in the end, she's okay. She hurt her back. I don't know. Of course, I'm like, boy, people with their backs.
You're surrounded by people with bad backs.
Kumon, and now my missus. It's like, good grief.
So what...
I don't know.
They don't. Is she still at the hospital?
No. Oh. She went home.
She's walking, and her back is sore.
I would say, from what I can tell, she's fine, and that the ambulance was a complete overreaction. And frankly, as you guys know, this is the third ambulance in 3 years at my house. So I'm like,
I was thinking about that.
We are overreacting with this ambulance thing. But,
well, it wasn't like she could drive herself.
Well,
not when she had, you know, and listen.
You can only question it after the fact. In the moment,
right.
Of course, you do
you're
whatever
to do the
you,
right thing.
You do right,
you
what feels right
do.
To you.
After the fact, I'm like, man, I don't think I'd seen an ambulance in my 40-something years. And now I've seen three of them in 3 years.
Right.
Whatever.
Like someone else's house. So.
So that's it. End of story. So she,
yeah, I didn't
I
know
got
if it was
home
gonna
and
be something
the neighbor
that would be
was helping
about.
With the baby, and then I was like, "All right, I got this." And I made a sandwich and sat there and surveyed.
So how did
my,
she get home?
Neighbor.
Oh,
yeah.
The baby or the
no? Oh, the baby was at home with the neighbor.
How did okay, Chris. Get
Another
home?
Neighbor went and picked up Christina from the
so
hospital
before you even got home. She was home.
I'm here. I'm 2 hours away.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, on my way home, I hit a full-blown, like, absolute stop traffic on 17 and just went, so typical.
Oh, but they're doing pothole repair, huh?
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just like, wow, boy, there it is. Let me just park.
So, does she have some bruising and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know yet. We'll see. Oh. Today will be the day. I left and she was still in bed and you know, when she gets up.
Was she old lady in around the house yesterday?
No.
Oh, good.
This will be the, but that's, you know, she took a muscle relaxer.
Yeah. Oh, is she all loopy?
No, but they gave her one at the hospital, mm-hmm. so I don't think she's going to, you know, stay on them.
Right.
She's got to be alert.
Yeah.
And dealing.
Work to do.
Yeah.
Well, a life to run.
And a baby.
Right. That's part of the work.
Right. Yeah. So, I don't know.
That's, well, and she's nursing still, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah. I mean, she can't.
That's winding down.
Good.
Right. She's not going to be.
Eight months is a great time to
break
that chain.
After 1 year, that'll be done. Mm. And I think we're in that process of.
Weaning.
Tapering.
Yeah. Mm. Kid taking a bottle yet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's the first step. Once you're on a bottle, you're all set.
That was a big struggle.
Right.
But, you know.
Got to do it, kid.
I don't know what to say about that.
Wait till they're hungry. You know, they want to eat. Kids don't starve themselves.
And this one's loud. Mm. So when she's hungry, you know. The last one cried a lot, but this one is like
demanding.
It's just loud, like you can't. She's a Hassan all the way.
Mm. Well, you get what you're supposed to get.
So loud, so incredible. Like you just go, dude, I'm right here.
Yeah, I can totally hear you
and see you.
Right, and you're so tiny. Right. How's all that coming out of you?
I know it is kind of crazy. You can strip them down, you know? What's wrong? What's going on? I'm going to start from the beginning. You're a naked baby. We'll put it all back together. What could possibly still be wrong? You've been fed. You've slept. There's nothing sticking into
Actually,
you.
Actually, those things are usually stop it.
Right.
So, like, with the other one, you couldn't stop
Just
it.
Just random crying for no reason.
Right. This one.
So she doesn't have that witching hour, like, right before dinner?
Yeah. She has that, but that's also normal.
It is typical. It's like just when you're trying to sit down and have a nice dinner, suddenly someone is just not happy.
Colic, though, which we dealt with the first time, that is not normal. There is no calming it. There's no answer to it. And that is frightening because you just go, I want a safe place to put you outside.
Right. If only there was a soundproof box I could put you in.
Just want to put you somewhere and let you finish whatever it is you got to do.
Get it all out of your system, kid.
I mean, I've done all the stuff I can do here for you. And you're still...
howling. Right.
Anyway, everyone's
well,
okay.
Well, I'm really relieved to hear it.
Because
it was definitely, you know, a real injury could put a serious... could change the course of your life.
And my doctor
friend... We all need
friend,
to be grateful for the...
Yes.
Grateful.
But my doctor friend said he did the same thing with his kid. He accidentally fell down the stairs. It happens. Oh. It's a thing. You know, and of course you go into protective mode. So,
you're not blocking your own fall or stopping yourself. You're just covering the kid and trying to make sure that they don't get crushed under you.
Right.
You told a story yesterday as we were discussing this, before you knew really anything that had happened and how Christina was, about how you were swinging... I was skateboarding with Isla,
and we had a little hill in front of our place that I was going down, which I could just basically surf. It was like I could just make turns, and she would...
But you're going pretty fast.
Like, and it was this new board I just built, so I didn't really have it figured out, and the wheels were stickier than my normal board. So normally I can slide it as brakes, like push out the tail, slide the wheels... And that's my brakes. This board, these wheels were a little more sticky and they weren't letting me slide out of it. And I tried to push the tail and it didn't. And we went down. We fell. And I had my kids.
So she's standing between your legs. You've got her by the arms.
And now we're going down and the missus is like right there.
Is she filming?
No, it wasn't on film. But she did have her camera out. So she was,
taking some pictures.
Taking some pictures. She didn't photograph the incident.
Well, she's probably like, oh, no! Yeah. Ah!
But I do have these things, like, it's similar to this stair fall. There are certain things that are not happening on my watch. They're just not. Like, and I don't mean falling down. I just mean the kid's not getting hurt. So as I'm falling, I knew, I just instinctually, I had a hold of her arms, and I dropped to a knee as a break. So my knees were just going.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid flung out.
But you're holding on
to
her.
And I'm holding onto her arms, and she flung back, and I put her on the ground, and I'm still, like, sliding along my bloody knees. And she gets put down, and she's like, hey, that was so fun. Let's do it again.
Dad stands up with no knees in his pants.
And my pants are torn out, and I've got blood on my knees. I think somewhere along the way I posted that on my Instagram, my bloody knee.
Oh.
Dad's breaks. But, yeah, I was just...
Well, it's funny because, you know, you would have handled that so differently if you didn't have... if a kid wasn't in that equation.
Right.
You know? Turn and just like land on you do anything to keep the kid from hitting the ground.
I sacrificed my knees.
And it's instinctive. You don't even have to think about it. You're like, nothing happens to the child.
Right. Not happening on my watch. Yeah. Never going to happen. And it didn't. And yet, there were my bloody knees.
Yeah.
For like 2 feet.
Along the God. Cement. Your red skid marks.
Picking up his skin along
the way. Oh, God. Like, you know how if you ever land on your knees real hard or slide on them, God forbid, you just, like, all manner of crap is caught in there, like little bits of sand and rocks and.
Yeah, that was it.
Dirt. And,
exactly
God,
right.
It was just so raw and then just painful. And just getting water on you, you're like,
So, of course, right after that happened, my daughter's like, let's go back up and do it again. And I was like, we're calling it a day.
The end.
Dad's pushed his luck one step too far.
Yep.
I'm going to go. Take a shower.
Scrub the stone
alone.
Right. Huddled in the corner.
So anyway, everyone's okay. We'll Thank see God. How sore she is today. That's the real test because, you know, once the x-rays were clear... It was a matter of...
So nothing's broken. She just landed on it. She, you know, it was scary. She probably did kind of seize up and didn't want to do any further damage if there was something. Hey, didn't the last time you had a ambulance come to your house, like they don't even bother to bill you. They just put it right in collections.
I told you the whole story at the time. We were in collections and I'm like, I pay my bills and I don't appreciate being... tortured.
On your list, right.
I don't like the way you're doing this. And basically what I was told is they send you two collections from go.
Right.
There is no first billing. Mm. They just send it to collections. They have a company that harasses you and gets their money because
so
apparently
they must not get paid.
They must deal with that.
Right.
And they probably deal with it because there are plenty of people who call an ambulance who can't afford it.
Right.
And don't have insurance and can't.
Right.
And so they probably have been stiffed enough where they go, we've given you the service in advance of payment.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question of payment at the time.
So I'm not really trying to be jerky about, I understand as a business they have what, but I felt like, dude.
Just send me a bill.
How about that? Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way they do it, so.
Man.
Yes, we're going to be back in that.
Yay! Back in collection. Wait for that.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, look, you do what you got to do.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
You're good. That's actually good. You didn't ask the question.
We hadn't been kept.
No accusations.
Right.
No.
Well, I mean, look, no one on the face of this planet loves that kid more than she does. I'm sure of it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, yeah, it's her kid.
Right.
It would be weird if someone loved that kid more than she did.
Right. So I'm saying I'm not going to start asking rude questions at a time when clearly.
Right. Accidents happen.
It's not going to help anybody.
Not one bit.
Am I a reporter by nature? Yes. Do I have questions?
But the ANN did not show up at your house is what you're saying.
Right.
Just concerned dad.
Everyone's okay.
I'm sure she feels bad enough.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. KLSE, KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.